What's up, guys? Josh Culler here, and I wanted to drop in really quick and just let you know that the audio on this episode, especially from me, is a little tiny bit distorted. It's definitely not something that is going to be an annoyance throughout the entire show, but I did want to make sure that you knew that so that you knew a content producer didn't miss something like that. So it is a tiny bit distorted, but definitely still listenable, and I hope you guys get a lot of value out of it. So let's just jump right back in. What is going on, my real estate investing friends? I wanted to jump in here and tell you thank you. Thank you so much for listening to the show. I seriously hope that it brings you an insane amount of value in order for you to be able to crush it in your marketing for your active real estate investing business. This show is specifically here to educate real estate investors on amping up their marketing. So more than likely, if you're listening to this show, you are either already an active investor or you're wanting to jump in, you're doing a little bit of educating for yourself. So if you're either of those and you enjoy this show, you're gonna wanna subscribe to the REI Marketing Weekly Email Newsletter. Yes, I know that's a mouthful, but it is totally worth it because that's where this show kind of derived from. And in that newsletter, it's 100% value content, and it's got four segments in each newsletter that goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time about crushing it in your real estate investing business marketing. We have segments where I myself give a marketing tip. We have a segment for a marketing update or a how-to. So if there's something that's new on like Facebook or a new algorithm for Google or something like that, we talk about that, or there's a new platform that comes out. We also do a lot of how-tos. And then we have a segment specifically for somebody that is in an active real estate investing business, crushing it in some form of their marketing efforts. And that's where this show comes in. So we're literally stripping the audio from that interview and putting it into this show. So there's that segment on the email newsletter. And then there's a segment specifically for a tool or a resource that you're able to use in your marketing. So in order to get to this, go to colormedia.com/subscribe, colored spelled C-U-L-L-E-R. So colormedia.com/subscribe. Make sure that you do that. Do not miss out on it because it's a great newsletter, 100% value. There's no selling in there, and you guys are going to learn so much from that. It's just an extension of this podcast and for you guys to be able to go deeper into your marketing and get all these little tips here and there that are going to help you stand out in your market. So again, thank you so much for listening to this show. Make sure that you share it around with your friends. I seriously appreciate it. If you do, leave a review if you're able to, and then I hope you enjoy. Let's get started with today's Who's Crushing It segment. Let's go. All right, it's the REI Marketing Weekly. Welcome back. Josh Culler here, your host with Culler Media. And on today's episode, I'm excited to have Stinson Bland on the show. Stinson, what is going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty well, man. It's a funny week we're doing this show, but I'm doing pretty well. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you on the show here. For those of you who don't know, Stinson helps run the Investor Fuel Mastermind, which you guys know I've had Mike Hambright on the show. And Mike's one of my clients as well, one of our monthly clients where we redistribute content for him on a daily basis pretty much. But Stinson helps run that entire show, does a great job with it, great mastermind to be a part of. We'll also have Stinson talk about that maybe a little bit later on the podcast here. But today we're going to be talking about the other day. I don't remember when it was, Stinson. It's been a couple days, but you posted it on the Investor Fuel group, the Facebook group with all the members in it. You mentioned something about pivoting your marketing. And right now, guys, whenever you're listening to this show, whether it's a year from now or it's tomorrow, we're recording this show right now during the week of the third week of March, which is kind of this time where states are starting to, give orders to stay at home because of this whole coronavirus fiasco. I feel like Stinson, I've said that for the last like six episodes I've recorded just because I'm stuck at home right now. We were just talking about that.
Yes.
I'm stuck at home, and right after your show, I'm going to be recording with John Martinez. So, just taking advantage of this time, right?
Absolutely. I told my fiance last night, I was like, oh, it's 9 o'clock. I need to take off my daytime pajamas and put on my nighttime pajamas. Yes. I feel like I've been in my house for 2 weeks. So
it's ridiculous. I hate it, man. I hate being just here and not doing anything. But anyway, so I'm excited to have him on. But the reason why we're going to be talking about this is because of this whole fiasco going on. But at the same time, I'm not just going to tailor it to this coronavirus pandemic. It's also going to be talking about situational marketing. So creating marketing around specific situations for your sellers, but also like the times that are going on right now. This could apply to like the holiday season as well, where, you know, people aren't as likely to sell a house because the holidays are going on. And it could apply to right here, right now with this whole coronavirus pandemic going on. But we're going to talk about that with Stinson and how he's pivoted his marketing to apply to this and just kind of the thought process with it. But before we get into it, guys, I do want to let you know of REI.video. It's a brand new platform that was built by Color Media. It's a platform where you can shoot your own video content, so or your podcast, whatever you want to do, with your phone, camera, or whatever you want to shoot with, whether you're doing a property walkthrough, testimonial videos, or educational informational videos. You record your own content, send over the raw footage to REI.video. You'll fill out a short web form, pay for the video, and then our team gets it produced and edited for you. You can add closed captions, video wrappers, music, all kinds of crazy stuff. Send it back to you in less than 48 hours and unlimited revision. So you get the exact video that you want. You can use this for whatever you want. Facebook videos, you can put it on Google My Business, your website, or whatever. So make sure you take advantage of that. REI.video is where you will go. Use First Vid, coupon code First Vid at checkout, and you'll get 50% off your first order. So make sure you take advantage of that. REI.video, go check it out today. All right, guys, let's jump into the show here. Stinson, thank you, first of all, for being on. Yeah, taking the time to be on. So let's talk about this conversation. I mentioned to you, you know, we'll just jump in and figure out how you've pivoted your marketing to the specific situation. And then maybe we'll just have a conversation about something that you're specifically doing. So, first of all, I do want you to introduce yourself. So who you are, what you do, how long you've been doing all that. I know you mentioned maybe talking about Investor Fuel if you want to, and then let's jump on in on how you're pivoting your marketing right now.
Yeah, man, real quick about who I am. I got into the space in 2009. So in 2008, when the market collapsed, I was kind of in the stock world back then. My business disappeared back then. I was doing marketing for small cap companies. Company disappeared. I was in a situation we're in right now, right? Like uncertainty. I have CNBC on all day. I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to do. And I thought buy low, sell high over and over and over again. Eventually, I went to real estate. I met Mike Hammer back then in 2009. He was part of the HomeVestor franchise system. He was recruiting franchises, and I bought a franchise in late 2009, really started being active in 2010. We built an incredible relationship. I think I sold him 14 houses the first year, 20 plus the second year, and the relationship grew. About 6 years ago, I went to Mike and said, hey, I want to start a hard money lending company, and I want you to fund it. And we had a really good business relationship. He's like, well, I want to start this platform called Flip Nerd, and I want you to consult with me because your background is internet marketing. I was a big part in HomeVestors. They're super, super vocal. They weren't doing SEO. They weren't doing pay-per-click when I first bought a franchise. It blew my mind that the company spending millions of dollars a month wasn't doing SEO, and they're the biggest brand, right?
Yeah.
So they ended up hiring an SEO company around that time, and I was super involved in that just because I was passionate about it. And that's why Mike came to me and said, hey, I want to start Flip Nerd. You have a background in marketing. Fast forward a couple of years, Flip Nerd grew from zero to 100,000 plus members, millions of views on our podcast, but we weren't monetizing it the way we had predicted, what we had, you know, projected out. We thought Home Depot and Lowe's would be like banging down our door, like, hey, man, we want to advertise to these 100,000 investors. And it just doesn't work that way, right? Like hindsight, we should have done a little more research on how they price out their advertising. So we had to monetize the following we had. And in doing so, we still wanted to keep buying houses, right? That's what all this is about. So we got into coaching. We got into the turnkey business. We were operating as a broker, selling turnkeys in about 16 different markets. That didn't work out really well. The coaching was a seven-figure bit business for us. We quit that. Then we started Investor Fuel, our mastermind, which is our core business. That is our core business, mastermind for real estate investors. But around that, we're still both actively buying houses. And just recently, I'm in Dallas, Texas. My private money is from Waco, Texas, which is about an hour and a half south of me. I've been positioning to start buying rentals in Waco, Texas. And about mid mid-year last year, I was like, hey, the market's going to correct soon. I believe it's going to correct. I didn't know this was happening, but I thought the market was going to correct soon. I thought, hey, it's the time to start setting stuff up, putting this in place, start buying houses. And that's what we did. So because of Investor Fuel and all the people I'm around, I'm surrounded by people that are buying hundreds of houses a year, I thought, hey, I'm going to start with text message marketing and kind of fall back on our roots, which is direct mail and some online stuff. Well, text message marketing to me, it creates a lot of noise. And to me, there's kind of a moral thing. I know that what my VAs are doing every day is creating at least 200 to 300 people that say F off or go F yourself or whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, would I put myself or my family in these funnels? I mean, some of my funnels have like 16 texts over 9 months, you know? I'm like, there's no way I would put my own grandfather in that funnel. And he's free and clear, you know, elderly person. He would fall into my net if he was advertising this place. So I had an issue with it, and I'm not very good at it. So I'll just be honest, with my day-to-day, I'm on the phone so much, I don't have an acquisitions person. I'm running out of the lead there. So when my VAs are creating leads, I'm not taking the call. I'm not getting them on the phone immediately. And by the time I get to them, the leads are gone, right? It's that interruptive marketing. You have to jump on them really, really fast.
Yeah.
Well, fast forward, coronavirus is, you know, broke out. Everybody's on lockdown. And over the last few weeks, I've hated text messaging. And so I'm pivoting big time. And that's when you reached out to me, because I put a post in there saying, hey, I believe the market's about to have a vacuum. All these small wholesalers, these guys that don't have a big budget, they don't have staying power through a hard time in the economy the way it is right now, they're going to suck out, and I want to take market share. So I've adjusted my marketing. It was interruptive. It was text message marketing with some direct mail. I've now increased my direct mail budget by 50% and doubled my pay-per-click budget. And then as of today, I'm working on getting some branding marketing on Facebook, because I want my company, my brand, I'm going to brand the company so that when this stuff is on the back end and whether all of these opportunities are here, because let's face it, I mean, there's going to be a lot of people for us to help on the back end of this.
Yep, business. Absolutely.
I want them to know that my company's here to support them and has been here before all this started. So that's really the pivoting I'm doing is right now in the current, you know, cycle that we're going through with the coronavirus.
Yeah, absolutely. So something I want to mention to you guys, I was trying to find the opportunity to say this at some point, but it's very interesting that you mentioned there's going to be a lot of people to help on the back end of this. And I want to give you something that I read on, I believe it was either Forbes or the Wall Street Journal the other day. It's literally a snippet word for word that came out of it in an article. So this is going off of what you had mentioned. There's going to be a lot of people on the back end to help. And this is why it's so important to build this out. So here's what it says is all of that prediction based on the stock market, the housing market will follow the job market. We know that if 30,000 people lose their jobs, then opportunity in the housing market is sure to follow within 90 to 120 days of the unemployment. Then it goes on and says, it was predicted in the Wall Street Journal, so it was the Wall Street Journal, that 7.4 million people's jobs will be affected or lost through this pandemic. That is going to be a lot of housing inventory coming to the market. In the last recession, which maybe Stinson, you understand this, 13% of people who lost their job also lost their home. That means 962,000 foreclosures.
It's scary. It's scary to me. Yeah, it's scary. I mean, I hope that we're in a position that, I mean, I truly believe that we're in a position now because this is all being triggered from a outside, like the virus. Yeah. Sorry, I keep looking at CNBC's over here, so I'm constantly looking at that this virus is created by, like, the fundamentals of the market didn't change from today, from 3 weeks ago, right? The housing market, nothing changed fundamentally of the housing market. But now we have this unemployment and commerce shutting down, and things are changing quickly. The fundamentals of everything are changing quickly. But I believe the government's going to come in. I mean, I think maybe today they were saying, maybe tomorrow, with a $2 trillion stimulus package. Fannie and Freddie are freezing mortgages. I mean, stuff is happening to hopefully stop that true collapse that you just kind of they're predicting.
Yeah.
I also think that media, you know, they love to get their clicks as well.
Those
type of subjects and those lines, you know, I wrote down the number 7.4 million.
Yeah. And the reason why I think this is important is because of the fact that you said the reason why you're building all this brand to allow people to know, like, and trust you which is, you know, it's marketing. The reason why you're doing it is because you're going to be able to help all these people that come out on the back end of this whole pandemic. So this is why I wanted to have Stinson talk about the pivoting that he's doing, because the marketing that you're doing right now is very situational. So the fact that you're changing the marketing that you're doing, and I agree with the whole text messaging thing. I think, you know, I've had multiple people on the show here that stopped doing text message marketing because they felt like it was not ethical and it had, you know, that kind of connotation to it. And, you know, I get texts every single day from marketers and I block every single one of them. And I hate it.
Say it's great. Like, I have friends that own texting platforms.
Yeah.
Multiple of them. And they're good friends of mine.
I do too. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And they say, what's great? Said, well, if it's great, it's like really, really dark gray. Like this color right here. You know? Yeah. Like dark gray.
Exactly.
I mean, there's a loophole there because we're not selling anything.
So tell us a little bit about kind of what you're doing now, building that brand and the purpose, the more primary purpose for that. Like what's going to be coming out of building a good brand for you when we're kind of out of this whole fiasco and you're able to leverage that throughout the rest of the duration forever.
Yeah, I mean, my goal, Josh, is the whole reason I started a business is an hour and a half away. We're moving to Waco. So I'm moving from a big city of 8 million people to a small town of 150,000 people. And it's not the lifestyle I want at all, but the opportunity is so big down there for rentals. So I have a personal goal of buying 200 rentals in the next 4 years. So my brand is built around, the brand is Waco First Homebuyer. So it's Waco First. I'm not even from Waco, but my company is, you know what I mean? We're local home buyers. I have an office in Waco. I go down there a couple of days a week. We're going to move down there. We will be from Waco. So we're branding Waco First. We're a local brand. We're in the Waco market. We're here to buy and rebuild the community. We're also tied into different parts of the community, which will help us a lot. The branding that as of 2 weeks ago, we've pivoted. And my messaging was previous to this, it's, hey, I want to buy your house. Call me. I want to buy your house. I want to buy your house. I want to buy your house. I mean, I'm just saying it over and over. Mm-hmm. Which is the common, it's common in space.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now we're pivoting and saying, hey, look, we've talked to thousands of homeowners over the last 10 years, and we only bought a couple hundred houses. So we know for a fact that I'm sending you this letter from my company. I know more than likely I can't buy your house and won't be a fit for you. But with that being said, we've talked to thousands of people, and we've always tried to put them first and make every interaction educational for them. So we know we'll make an offer that probably won't work, but we're going to tell them what their house is most likely worth as is on the market. We're going to tell them what their options are selling as is, selling through a realtor, what it might cost to fix it up, what their options are dealing with banks, trying to refinancing or selling and owner financing. We do all that as part of our sales process. Is that we weigh heavy on the education of the seller of what their situation is, so it's easy for them to make a clear decision. So the marketing now doesn't say I want to buy their house. It says I've been in this business and have helped thousands of people, and I want to help you too. So here are several resources you can use right now during your coronavirus pandemic, I should say. It's like FHA to talk to FHA. It's mortgage adjustment companies. It's coronavirus helplines. It's small business loans. It's a whole list of different resources that they can use. And then it says, if you just want to talk to somebody that's been involved or around thousands of transactions, give our company a call and we'll help you walk through this process. And more than likely, you're not going to want to work with us. And we're fine with that. We want to build a relationship. And the point of that is, one, to win trust and get our brand out there. But also, if I'm talking to these people, if we're on lockdown for 4 to 8 to 16 weeks, I'm going to be bored and want to talk to more people anyways. I can build relationships there. They might not sell to me, but they might know somebody else. And they'll be like, this company's been there, you know? So that's how we're pivoting now. We'll find out if I'm right. Right? So, you know, I've increased my mail budget by 50%. So I'm gambling big in the time when I shoot these squirrels in cash, but I'm doubling down.
Yeah. So an important lesson to take away, guys, is the fact that the marketing that he's doing right now is super relevant to the situation that's going on right now. So everything he mentioned, I mean, all the, you know, I think you mentioned so many things about coronavirus right there, but like, it's,
that's what the letter's about. You know,
everything is relevant to the situation. And so therefore what people don't understand is when you're sending marketing out to your target demographic, the more relevant your marketing is to them, the more you're going to build an authority and credibility with them. And that's essentially what marketing needs to be tailored to, is relevancy. So when you generalize, I'll buy your house, that's first of all, more advertising. It's straight up advertising. Yes. Right now is not the time to do that. People are in a very, very odd state right now. Many people are going to lose their jobs. Many people are going to lose their homes. And for you to not be empathetic towards them is going to turn people off immediately. So if you are, this is why I think it's important to understand the consequences of what text message marketing can do. I believe it works. I know that a lot of people swear by it, and I'm not discounting it. I'm not saying don't do it. But the reason why it might be time to dial it back right now is because people are getting hammered already by all kinds of other marketers, right? And it's not just you. And people are going to turn that off. People are tired of getting advertised to on a consistent basis, and especially right now in the, you know, in the stage that we're at. So
especially on their damn phone, you know, this is private. When your advertisement vibrates a LED or makes their goofy ring tone go off, I mean, it's an invasion of space.
Absolutely.
And kind of talk about what your situational advertising. We do that specifically in our list stacking. So in my marketing, we stack a total of 22 lists, from broad, just equity, down to water shut off, to estate sales, to just 22 different marketing lists. We stack them. Well, I have all 22 lists on a grade, right? Like from highest priority to lowest priority. And when somebody falls into these different lists, we stack our list, we pull out the data we're going to market to, and then we take the highest priority pain point, which, like, say if they show up on five lists, whatever the highest priority is, we take that one and the message. So the letter is about inheritance, or it's about divorce, or it's about tenants. You know, so that way when we're sending out direct mail, it's not a blanket, we want to buy your house. It's situational. We want to buy your, like, if it's code violations, the letter is about buying. It's code violations with absentee owners, it's about buying distress. Are you sick of dealing with bad tenants? You know, call us about that. If it's inheritance, it's specifically speaking about that. And again, the marketing's all tailored to what we think their pain points are based on the data we're getting back from this.
So you're doing that. You've already been doing that, right? It's not something you just started. And what are the results that you've seen?
Yeah, so I have about 185,000 properties. That's every property within the McLennan and Bell County area, MICRM. And then when I stack those 22 lists on it, I'm looking for properties that have five or more lists. And that brings it down, as of yesterday, to about 15,400 properties. So that's who I'm directly marketing with my direct mail. I'm sending out letters that are, you know, expensive. So I'm only sending to my highest priority people there. And then it goes down, you know, for texting. When we're doing texting, it was farther down with less pain points. It was three or more pain points.
Sure. And so you're seeing good results with doing that kind of directly targeted marketing?
Yeah. So the last mail drop that I did, was 10,500 pieces. It was my highest priority, leads within my CRM. I received almost a 2% response rate, which kind of, from what I know hundreds of people in this space that I talk to on a regular basis. Yep. They get between a quarter to a half percent, a half percent people are happy. I got almost a 2%, and I think it would have been a 2%, but my next batch of mail hit. And so there was overlay. It blew like way over 2%, but I know I was cheating. I'd be lying.
Yeah.
But I think that response was so high because I spoke directly to their pain, and because the list was so manicured.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm glad you did this. I'm glad you talked about this. I'm glad you got results from it. I tell people this all the freaking time. You can do general advertising, right? So you could still do like We Buy Houses type marketing stuff, but So you're going to hit the masses with that. Just understand that. Right. But the more targeted, what people understand is the more targeted, the more relevant your marketing is to your specific target demographic, the more likely they are going to be to pick up the phone, call you, and actually pull the trigger on doing a transaction with you. That's what you guys need to understand. And so the methods that Stinson's doing here, man, we're going to have to wrap this down, but man, I would love to dive deeper into that. We'll get you on another show to talk about that specifically. Yeah. But guys, the methods that he's talking about here, where you're list stacking, you're creating these lists specifically for these pain points, you're marketing directly at those pain points, that is going to give you such a higher return on your investing dollars than just generalized advertising is going to do, period, point blank. And the primary reason is because it's creating relevancy around them. You're literally putting yourself in their brain and telling them, I know you, I know your problem, and I can help you. Here's
absolutely
that.
Absolutely.
So that's something that you guys definitely have to take away. But Stinson, dude, I told you I wasn't gonna keep you long. I appreciate your time. I appreciate you jumping on, man.
Thank you, brother.
Get you back again soon so we can talk more about that, because I do want to dive deeper into it.
I want to get back on and talk. I mean, I posted that letter in the Investor Fuel group. I got feedback from one of the largest houses in the country. He's like, hey, can I share this with some of my big clients? I'm like, absolutely. I'm excited to see how that. I hope that this phone, not this one, I hope that this one rings so much that I have to get people in here to help me, because I want to manicure relationships right now.
Absolutely.
We're stuck at home, and I think now is the time to do that and brand the company. So I'm excited about it.
Absolutely. Yes. And we'll have you talk about that again soon. So, man, I appreciate you jumping on and sharing with us. I do want to give you the opportunity, if somebody does want to get in contact with you, learn more about stuff that you got going on, what's the best way to make that happen?
The easiest way, I want to build relationships with guys like, you know, your audience as well, guys and gals like your audience as well. So the easiest way to get a hold of me is to go to investorfuel.com, apply to join the group. Even if you don't want to join the group, you just want to talk to me, apply to join the group. It'll show my calendar. You can book a time with me. Love to get to know your audience and see if there's a way we can work together. Marketing is what I love. It's my passion. I'm an open book. I'm a go-giver. I believe the more I put out in the universe, the more I get back. So if you have marketing questions or building your business or whatever it is, I'd love to talk to you and start building relationships. So investorfuel.com/apply.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll have that linked below in the description, guys, as always. So make sure you check that out. I do highly recommend it. Investor Fuel is one of my clients. Mike and Stinson are clients of mine, but I do recommend it. I mean, just an incredible group of people that are in that group. Both of the gold and the platinum groups are just incredible. Real estate investors, incredible people, a lot of givers in there, and people that are not up there pounding their chests, which is super important when it comes to a mastermind. Yeah. So make sure you guys check it out, investorfuel.com. But Stinson, man, thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it. I'll have you back again soon.
Yeah. Don't get stir crazy, man.
I'll try not to. But anyway, right, guys, that's going to do it for today's episode. Appreciate you jumping on and joining. Make sure you do subscribe to the podcast if you haven't already. You can also go check out the REI Marketing Weekly newsletter. Go to colormedia.com/subscribe. Tons of awesome content in there. Weekly goes out every single Saturday morning at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. Lots of just informational stuff. We give resources, tools, and all kinds of different things related to marketing for your real estate investing business that can help you amp it up. So that's going to do it for today's episode. We appreciate you jumping on and joining us today. We'll catch you guys on the next one. See you later.
Awesome. Thanks, Josh.